Tucker Carlson was in Fort Worth last night telling Republicans how he now views political alignments. This is Monday, March 18th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for kicking off the start of your week with the Texas Minute. House Speaker Dade Phelan is trying to raise millions of dollars in events around the state from allies of former Governor Rick Perry and disgraced former House Speaker Joe Strauss. But one of Phelan's own committee chairmen says the Beaumont native won't be the Speaker of the House in 2025, no matter what. More on that coming up. An 8-year employment standoff between the city of Houston and its firefighters is set to end pending a judge's final approval to a deal worked out late last week. The city is expected to pay $656.5 million in settling the dispute. Taking into account previous agreements and this latest resolution, Houston firefighters will see their pay increase by up to 39% over the next 5 years. An investigative report finds Dallas College is breaking the new state law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in higher education. Since taking effect in January, the new law forbids public colleges and universities from hiring employees to, quote, perform the duties of a DEI office. It's also meant to block any promotion of policies, training, or activities that are designed or implemented in reference to race, color, or ethnicity. Yet as recently as last week, Dallas College was still advertising various positions that mandated DEI adherence as a necessary qualification. The college told the Dallas Express that they're committed to following the law, but due to hundreds of job postings, some of them have not been updated since the law took effect back in January. A member of Dade Phelan's leadership team says Phelan won't be returning as the speaker in 2025, no matter what happens in the Texas House District 21 runoff in which Phelan finds himself. That was asserted in a commentary co-authored by State Representative J.M. Lozano, who's a Republican from Kingsville. Mr. Phelan appointed Lozano to chair the House Committee on Urban Affairs just last year. Also in the commentary, Lozano and his co-author, State Representative Tony Tenderholt, said Republicans in the House should recognize that the March primary was a referendum on Democrats holding committee chairmanships in the chamber and that the practice should now end. Meanwhile, political operatives tied to former Governor Rick Perry have been recruited to help Phelan's re-election campaign. Sources tell Texas Scorecard that one former Perry strategist will be paid $250,000 to run the 2-month runoff with the promise of a $250,000 win bonus. Phelan's going to be raising money from lobbyists in Austin this week and Dallas billionaires next week in events focused on allies of Mr. Perry and disgraced former House Speaker Joe Strauss of San Antonio. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Conservative commentator and journalist Tucker Carlson took a break from interviewing world leaders and newsmakers to speak at a fundraiser for the Tarrant County Republican Party last night. Carlson focused most of his comments on the invasion at the southern border, but he went on to explain how he's come to see the alignment of politics in the 21st century.
For me, politics is really simple. I divide all players in the political arena into two categories: people who think they're God and people who know they're not. And I'm on the side of those who know they're not.
You can check out the details of all the stories mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. Today's edition was based on the original reporting of Charles Blaine, Emily Medeiros, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute is produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.